Happy Easter, everyone.
大家复活节快乐。
Or even better, Happy Resurrection Sunday.
大家复活的主日快乐。
And today is a very special day. Today is a very hopeful day.
今天是一个非常特别的日子，是一个非常有盼望的日子。
History. Today is about history.
今天我们要来看的是历史。
And a few days ago, we celebrated Good Friday.
在几天前，我们刚庆祝了，刚纪念了耶稣的受难日。
Now, Good Friday is only called good because Jesus was willfully sacrificing himself for us.
那在受难日，在英文里面，我们称它好，是因为耶稣为我们牺牲他自己。
My children were like, Daddy, why would we call Good Friday good?
那查尔牧师的儿子问他说：“爸爸，为什么我们要把受难日称为好
？”And I just told him simply, it's because Jesus gave himself up for us.
因为耶稣为我们献上自己。
What he did was good.
他所做的是好的。
What he did was perfect.
他所做的是完美的。
And what he did didn't just affect.People back then, or just Israel, it affected the entire world.
耶稣基督所完成的不只是影响当时的人，不只是影响以色列人，是影响古往今来全世界的人。
It affects humanity from the beginning of creation to today and to eternity.
他所影响的从创世就存在的人，到今天你我，以及到永生。
Every tribe, every tongue, every nation.
每一个支派，每一个群族，每一个国家。
Jesus set everything in motion.
耶稣基督叫一切运行。
And from the very beginning of our history of this world creation,
从一开始，就从创世之初。
The first man and woman got to walk and talk and experience God on a level that today,We hope for and look forward to in eternity.
从一开始被最先被造的人可以跟神一起同行，这也是我们今天所盼望的，在永生当中可以与神同行。
Adam and Eve lived in a perfect world.
亚当和夏娃，他们一开始是活在一个完美的世界。
The way that the world was supposed to be.
这个世界本来应该有的样子。
They walked.And talked with God in the Garden of Eden.
他们在伊甸园里可以跟神同行，可以与神说话。
And got the opportunity to have a close relationship with Him.
而且他们有这样的机会，可以跟神有建立亲密的关系。
But in the midst of that garden, there was a tree.
那在那伊甸园当中有一棵树。
And God had told Adam and Eve.That every other plant and tree is for your eating except for that one.
那神告诉亚当和夏娃，园子里所有的食物，所有的果子都可以吃，除了那一棵树上的果子。
And that's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那一棵树，是分别善恶树。
And then Satan steps into the picture.
接着撒旦就进入了这样的一个地方。
And the very creation that God said that it was good became corrupt.
那原本神看为一切甚好的创造开始有了败坏。
And so Satan tempted Adam and Eve to eat of that tree, the only thing.That God told them not to eat of.
那亚当和夏娃他们就吃了那神唯一吩咐他们不可吃的树上的果子，他们吃了。
And isn't that like us today? We can have everything that we want. God gives us everything, but we always want that one thing that we shouldn't have or eat.
这跟今天的我们不也是这样子吗？很多时候神赐给我们很丰富很多东西。但是我们偏偏想要的就是那我们不能拥有的或是没有的。
God told them if they ate of that tree, that there would be death.
神说，神对亚当夏娃说，那你们吃那果子的日子，那日必定死。
And today we experience that death because Adam and Eve gave in to that.
那当今天我们为什么会经历死亡，就是因为亚当和夏娃在这点上没有坚持住。
And that day, thousands of years ago,
几千年前的那一天，
changed the rest of history for mankind.
把人类的历史从此而改变。
Because of that day with Adam and Eve, all mankind, me, you, everyone who has ever lived and will live on this earth is cursed with sin.
因为亚当和夏娃那天所做的，你和我这世代所有的人，以及将来要来的人，都被咒诅。
You see, Satan hated God. He hates him today still.
大家要知道，撒旦是恨恶神的，即便到今天，他依然这样做。
And Satan hates you.
撒旦，魔鬼撒旦也恨恶我们。
And he wants every single person that he can get his hands a hold of.To believe in what he says, to believe that we should doubt the God of creation.
那魔鬼撒旦想要让他能够接触到的每一个人，极尽所能的让每一个人都能够都要来怀疑上帝。
And so that's what he tried to do that dreadful day.
这也是在那一天他试着要来对亚当夏娃所做的。
He asked Eve, "Are you sure? Are you sure that?"
他诱惑夏娃，让他去思考，让他去想：你确定吗？你确定神说的是对的吗
？Are you sure that you're gonna die if you eat of that tree？
你吃了那个果子，真的会死吗
？And he's saying the same kind of lies to us today.
在今天，魔鬼撒旦对我们所用的也是同样的伎俩。
Are you sure there's a God？
你确定真的有一位神吗
？Are you sure？That there's a beginning time in creation?
你确定真的有起初有创造吗
？Are you sure that mankind is just not, you know, naturally just born good, and we have the option to mess up?
那你相信人真的是生来原本应该是善的，但是我们却因为一个机会我们就跌倒了吗
？And on that day, perfect creation fell.
那就在那一天，在伊甸园里。原本应该是完美的被造物，就因此而跌倒。
As they took the bite of that fruit that they were forbidden to eat，
当他们吃了那他们不应该吃的分别善恶树的果子
，Immediately everything changed。
立马所有事情都改变了。
They began to experience guilt, shame, death, embarrassment。
他们马上就开始有体会到罪恶感，体会到耻辱、羞耻。
And because of that, Adam and Eve were kicked out of that perfect garden that God had made for His people.
也因为这样，亚当和夏娃被赶出伊甸园，这个原本是神为人创造的地方。
Everything from that day on in history was broken.
从那一天开始，人的历史就是破碎的。
And because we all come from the same ancestors, we all inherit that sin.
也因为我们都有着同样的祖先，所以我们也都有这样的罪性。
So why?
为什么？
Why do we celebrate the resurrection?
为什么我们今天要来庆祝复活？
Why is today celebrated a day, a special day in history? Why do we celebrate this?
为什么这个？在历史当中这么特别的日子，我们今天要来庆祝呢
？Because this is the day that was prophesied from the beginning that would come, and Satan, sin, death would be defeated.
因为这一天是从起初，在创世之初就预言会来的一天，魔鬼撒旦和死的权势会被破坏。
Because victory happened.
因为得胜发生了。
Genesis 3:14-15.
在创世纪三章十四到十五节。
Did you know this is the first mention of the gospel to come?
你知道这个是第一次在圣经里面最早提到福 福音的来要来吗？
Right after the fall of mankind, God knew what was going to happen.
神知道什么会发，就是神人创造之后会有什么会发生。
This was no surprise to the God of creation.
人的堕落并不是对神来说并他不并不感到惊讶。
And so he already had the plan in place.
而他也已经有奇妙的计划。
So right after the fall, God directs his attention to Satan, to Adam and Eve as well.
当人类始祖犯罪以后，神对魔鬼撒旦还有对人这样说。
But inside the punishment that God gives to us, inside that punishment, God gives us the hope.
会有惩罚，但是在那惩罚当中，也让我们看到了盼望。
So we read in Genesis 3, verse 14 to 15.
我们来念创世纪三章十四到十五节。
So the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
的经文已经在投影幕上。
Do you hear what that's saying?
你有看到神说了什么吗？
Do you understand what's being mentioned there?
你了解神在这里说的是什么吗？
That woman, yes, he's directing it to Eve, but he is talking to Satan about her offspring down generations in the future.
是神是对，虽然在那里是对夏娃说话，但他同时也是在告诉撒旦，这个女人的后裔在数代之后，无数代之后的后裔，会有一位后裔。
That this woman was going to have a son.
然后会有一个女人，她会有个儿子。
Because it says he shall bruise your head.
因为这里提到是儿子，是男性。
And you shall bruise his heel.
这个儿子，这个后裔会伤害蛇的头，那头蛇会伤害他的脚跟。
Between the woman's seed, the ones who know Jesus, the ones who follow Jesus, that spiritual seed.And generations, they were going to be the ones that Satan was always going to be attacking and trying to fight against, trying to stop them from knowing God, trying to stop them from doing anything for God.
所以这女人的后裔在接下来的世代当中，撒旦会试着努力的要来，就是伤害他们，让他们不要去认识神，让他们远离神。
So Satan was going to bruise.Jesus' heel, bruise his heel because he was going to be attacking his people.
那魔鬼撒旦就要来伤，就是要阻止弥赛亚或者阻止这位后裔来拯救，他会伤害他的脚跟，因为这位后裔，这个预言中的后裔会阻止魔鬼撒旦的计划。
But the best thing is mentioned about Jesus. It says, "He shall bruise your head," talking to the serpent.
但是最精彩的地方就是在于神说这位后裔会来伤魔鬼撒旦的头。
That one day, a fatal blow would come to Satan.
有一天，撒旦会受到致命的一击。
That Jesus was gonna step on the head of the snake.
耶稣会在撒旦的头上重重的一击。
And defeat him for eternity.
而且会在永恒当中击败他。
Do you see why today is so important?
所以你看到今天有多重要了吗？
Do you see why his death, his resurrection was so important?
你有看到耶稣的死而复活有多重要了吗？
Because if he didn't come and die for us on that cross, we would be hopeless.
如果耶稣没有来为我们死在十字架上之后复活，我们就没有盼望。
And to this day, though he is defeated, Satan wants to bring down as many people with him as possible.
即便到今日，虽然撒旦已经被击败了，他仍然试图想要多带一点人陪他一起下地狱。
But by the name of Jesus, we can be forgiven of this sin that so stains our life.
但是因的耶稣基督的名，我们的罪可以被赦免。
The Bible tells us that all have sinned, not just a few of us, but that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We're hopeless.
我们在最终是没有盼望的。
But that in God's love for us, He brought hope to us.
但是因着神对我们的爱，他把盼望也带给我们。
Jesus died.
耶稣为我们死。
And can you imagine his followers who followed him saw him do these amazing miracles?
你可以想象当时跟随他的门徒看到他做了行了这么多的神迹。
They saw him raise the dead.
他们看到耶稣叫死人复活。
They saw him heal the blind.
他们看到耶稣叫瞎眼的看见。
People that were born with disease and could not even walk, Jesus healed them.
那些生来瘸腿、行动不便的人，耶稣也治愈他们。
And so the people were so excited. The people saw that this man, he looks like a man, but he's not doing things that a normal man can do. He can give me hope.
在当时的人看到这些神迹之后，他们看到这是。这个人，耶稣可以行人所不能行的，他们就认为这个人可以带给我们盼望。
People who should have known the signs of the Messiah and what he would be doing, the very religious leaders of Israel should have known who was right before their eyes.
在当时的人，包括他们的祭司，他们的宗教的领袖，他们应该要知道。这位所谓的弥赛亚，他能做的事，然后应该能够认出来，应该要能够认出来，耶稣就是弥赛亚。
But because they were stuck on their own pride and their own righteousness, they missed the Holy One right before their eyes.
但是因着他们的骄傲，因着他们的自以为意，他们居然没有认出，没有看出耶稣就是那位救世主。
The blind leading the blind.
瞎眼的引导引领瞎眼的。
But the people who saw him, what he did, and believed in what he said, and put their trust in him, they saw the Messiah.
但是那些有看到他所做、听他所说的、就相信他、信靠他的人，看到的就是弥赛亚。
And when they saw him crucified, that was really the test if they were going to truly trust Jesus.
当他们看到耶稣被钉十字架这件事情，对他们来说就是真正的对他们的考验，能够来试炼他们的信心是否是真的。
If he's able to heal, if he's able to raise others from the dead, why can't he also himself rise from the dead?
如果他可以治愈其他人，如果他可以叫死人复活，为什么他不能让自己也复活呢？
And so many people who put their faith in him.Start to question, is this true? Those 3 days he was in the tomb, is this true? What he said?
所以那些曾经信靠他的人在这三天当中对他们的信心是个考验，他们也许会在想，这是真的吗？他真的是救世主吗？
But he rose.
但他复活了。
What he said he would do, he did.
他曾预言他要做的事情，他做到了。
What he says he did for you, he made it all happen.
他说的，他要为我们所做的、所成就的，都成就了。
He keeps his promise.
他是信实的。
And so they were so excited. The church began to blossom and grow and spread.
我们也因此非常的兴奋，非常的激动，当时的教会也开始蓬勃发展。
Because they all saw him die. They all saw his body buried. They knew what he went through, that nobody could live through that.
因为那些信徒们，他们都看到在他身上所发生的事情，他们都看到他死在十字架上，也看到他的尸体被埋葬。
If you study forensics and understand what his body went through, what the Bible describes he went through, you will understand that nobody can live through what he died from.
如果你学过解剖学，如果你看过，你看到啊，圣经里面的啊叙述，你知道他所耶稣所经历的，你就知道没有人，没有一个人可以从那样的状态活过来，或者活下来。
And the ancient law was, if you would be claimed to be dead, you would have to be dead, deceased, for 3 days.
而在当时古老的律法里面，来判定你已经死亡的话，是要在 死亡三日之后来判定，就是真正的、完全的死了，死透了。
Does this not blow your mind?
这个有没有叫你感到惊讶呢？
Does this not make your mind start to think?
有没有这件事情，有没有叫你开始思考这件事情？
Is it possible that the God of creation, who created everything around us, can do this miracle, can perform this miracle, can rise from the dead?
那创造一切万物的主宰，他有没有可能叫他自己从死里复活？
Because compared to creation, compared to making and forming the planets, forming the plants, the trees, the animals, us, special creation, us human beings, this rising from the dead is so nothing compared to what he did when he created everything.
大家想一想，相较于创世，从无到有创造这么多，创造地球，创造我们所存在的环境，创造这么多万物，相较于这些叫人从死里复活，其实好像没有这么无法接受。
And I believe Satan tries to put these seeds of doubt in our minds today.
但是我相信魔鬼撒旦却把这样的一个怀疑的一个种子放在我们的心里。
He wants you to doubt God.
他想要我们去怀疑神。
He wants you to doubt that he can do miracles in your life.
他想要我们去怀疑神真的可以在我们的生命当中行神迹奇事吗？
He wants you to look at your inability and project your inability on God and say, oh, you know, this doesn't look right because that doesn't happen today. I can't do that, so God therefore cannot.
魔鬼撒旦想要叫我们看到我们自己的有限，把我们的有限能够投影在神的身上，然后认为我们做不到的，神也做不到。
Do we see what's wrong with that thinking?
我们有没有看到这样的思维有什么样的一个问题吗？
We're taking the all-powerful God and pushing him into the box of corrupt mankind.
我们把一个全能的神，却把他压缩在，投影在我们自己身上。我们是一个堕落的，我们是有限的这个人。
He is not comparable by any means to us.
神是无可比拟的。
He's risen.
他复活了。
Luke chapter 24.
在路加福音24章。
Please listen and follow along on the screen.
请听牧师念这段经文，然后可以看着荧幕上的经文。
These words are filled with hope.
这段经文充满了盼望。
These words are filled with life.
这段经文充满了生命。
Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments.Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again? They remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles, and their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. The disciples themselves were told by Jesus prior to his death that he was going to be given to the hands of sinful men to be killed and slaughtered.
那些跟随耶稣的使徒，耶稣在他被钉十字架之前，有亲口告诉他们将要发生的事情，告诉他们他会被交在罪人的手里，被钉十字架。
But here's the amazing thing.
但是叫人惊奇的是
，Acts chapter 1. And even the ends of the Gospels of John and the other Gospels talk about Jesus appearing to many people.
叫人惊奇的是，包括在《使徒行传》还有《福音书》里面都有提到，复活后的耶稣，他向众人显现。
Their names are mentioned in His Word because we can go back and find their names.
那有很多人的名字被记录下来，因为当我们来考察历史的时候，我们可以回头去追溯他们的。存在。
Thousands saw him as the risen Lord.
超过千人看到复活的主。
If you are a journalist,
如果你是一个记者
and you're trying to write a factual story about an event that happened,
如果你要来记录一个真实发生的事情。
You would need witnesses.
你需要见证人。
And God gave so many witnesses.
而神给了我们这么多见证人。
For 40 days after he rose from the grave, he walked this earth, appearing and eating and dwelling, fellowshipping with his disciples.
在他复活后40日之久，他在使徒当中，他在他的跟随他的人当中。他行在地上，他与他们同吃，与他们说话。
The greatest miracle in history of our Lord and Savior rising from the dead, thousands got to see His risen body.
这是人类史上最大的奇迹，耶稣复活，而且有上千人可以见证这件事情。
They got to see the wounds from hanging on the cross, even put their hand right in the wound.
他们甚至可以看到复活的耶稣，他的手腕上有被钉十字架的痕迹。他们甚至可以把他们的手指放在那个伤口。
And so, if you're a journalist,
如果你是一个记者
，you would look for these witnesses.
你会去找这些见证人。
You would look for these names mentioned in God's word.
你会去查考他这些在圣经里面有提到这些名字。
And you would hope to find artifacts that talk about these people or writings.
你会试着去找这些证据，或者是他们是真的或是假的，你要去来看究竟这是真的就是是否是捏造的，还是真正记录下来的。
I think God knew that today we might have doubts.
我相信神也知道我们今天会有所怀疑。
I think God knew that our hearts are weak.
我相信神知道我们的软弱。
And so he had his people that he chose throughout history to be led by the Spirit to write down these accounts.
所以他也拣选他的仆人，在这个历史当中拣选仆人，让他们是受圣灵的感动，把这些事情记录下来。
And that's what makes up our Bible today.
这就是我们今天所读的圣经。
How can we doubt?
我们为什么还会有所怀疑呢？
Hundreds, thousands of years, God used people to write His word, and it all matches up.
数百数千年的这段期间，神使用他的仆人来写 这本书，我们为什么还会怀疑他的真伪呢？
So don't be fooled by the people who want to have their conspiracy theories because God is perfect.
我们不要被那些阴谋论的人来愚弄了。我们要相信我们的神是完美的。
It was not just his followers that saw him die and rise again.
看到耶稣见证耶稣 死亡并且复活的人，并不是只有他的门徒或是跟随他的人。
Around the time of Jesus, there were historians also.
在耶稣在地上的这段时间，当时也是有历史学家或是有史官记录历史的人。
I have some of their writings here today to show you.
今天 我也想要给大家看看在当时有其他的一些史官所记录的历史。
A historian named Josephus.
有一个史官，他的名字叫
Josephus.
Josephus.
He was around during the time of Jesus.
他生存的年代就是耶稣那当时。
He saw these things happen that the Bible talks about.
他看到，他有亲自亲眼见证到我们今天读圣经所记载这些所发生的这些事情。
He is not a follower of Jesus.
他并不是耶稣的跟随耶稣的人。
But he is a trusted source of historical writings.
但是他是一个可靠可信的一个历史记录的一个史官。
To think that we need to have those up on the screen, we don't really because I believe God's word is enough.
如果我们要来看这些的话，我们可能就需要把这些都播出来。但是其实我们真正要相信的，因为我们不需要这样做，因为我们已经有神的话语。
Josephus says in his writings of the Jewish antiquities.
那这位犹太人的史官在他所记录的犹太史记里面提到。
And I love this fact because he says such vivid things about Jesus. The historians of today question whether that was truly Josephus that wrote that.
他所写下的事情叫我们惊讶，甚至连现在我们这些历史的历史学家，他们还会去怀疑说这个真的是真正的那个史官约瑟夫他所记录的吗？
Because if Josephus wrote that, if he wrote that as someone not being a follower of Jesus, then this changes everything. Then that means what God's word is saying, what those crazy Christians are saying throughout history is true.
他们之所以会怀疑，是因为如果这一位历史上真正存在的史官，而且他不是基督徒，但是他记录下来的居然跟圣经相符。那是不是这些我们所认为发疯的基督徒，他们所信的就是真的呢？他们因此怀疑。
So Josephus says this.
那这个史官约瑟夫他是这样记录的。
About this time, there lived Jesus, a wise man, if indeed one ought to call him a man. For he was one who performed surprising deeds and was a teacher of such people as accept the truth gladly.He won over many Jews and many of the Greeks. He was the Messiah. And when, upon the accusation of the principal men among us, Pilate had condemned him to a cross, those who had first come to love him did not cease. He appeared to them, spending a third day restored to life. For the prophets of God had foretold these things and a thousand other marvels about him.And the tribe of the Christians, so called after him, has still to this day not disappeared.
他是这样记录的，在我们这个时代，有一个有智慧的人，名叫耶稣。如果真的应该称他是人的话，因为他行了很多惊人的事情，也做相信他的这个身份的人的这些人们的老师，有很多犹太人及希腊人都相信他，人们视他为弥赛亚。在我们犹太人的领袖控告他之后，比拉多将他钉十字架。在那之后，那一些从一开始就跟随他并爱他的人，并没有因为他死在十字架上就停止，或是这样的活动并没有这样子的一个事情并没有消失，因为这位耶稣在第三天后复活，并且向他们显现，就如神的先知先前就已经预言的，以及。他行的，他不但受难复活，他也行的很多其他神迹奇事。而这些所谓的基督徒， 一直到今天也仍然存在。
We don't need these historical writings to understand that God is bigger than us.
我们其实并不需要这些所谓历史史记的记录来知道神比远比我们想象的伟大。
But to those of us who have weak faith, weak hearts and minds, it's sometimes helpful that we see that there is history and other people who saw these acts.
但是对于当我们信心软弱，或是对于比较信心比较软弱的人，我们也可以从圣经以外的历史的记录，我们可以来知道这件事情的存在的这件事情的真伪。
Tacitus.
有一个叫 Tacitus 的史官。
Tacitus is a Roman historian.
他是罗马的史官。
He hated Christians.
他恨恶基督徒。
So if we lived back then, he'd hate you.
所以如果你活在那个时代，他讨厌你。
He tells the history of Nero, the emperor.
他记录了这个尼禄王的事情。
Nero hated Christians.
这位尼禄王，他也恨恶基督徒。
And so, because he hated Christians,
也因为他恨恶基督徒。
He wanted to blame Christians for burning down parts of the city of Rome.
所以他把罗马城有部分的罗马城被烧毁这件事情加罪在基督徒身上。
But within Tacitus's writings about the historical fact of what Nero did, he also gives us a glimpse of history.
那这位罗马的史官 Tacitus, 他仍然忠实的记录当时所发生的事情，也可以让我们看到究竟是怎么一回事。
Nero wanted these beautiful gardens and new beautiful buildings to put up for his splendor.
那这位尼禄王他其实想要在想要建造很多花园或是一些宫殿，然后是为了他自己的喜好。
So this specific part of his writings in the annals, right? This specific part gives a glimpse from Tacitus's experience, what he saw, and it shows. If you read the entire thing, which it's long, if you read the entire thing.You see that Nero was so vain, but he was like, he just decided to burn down parts of Rome because he wanted something beautiful for himself.
那如果我们从这位史官他所记录的，我们会看到就他记录非常长一段，然后非常多，但如果你把它读过去的话，你会发现这个尼禄王是何等的虚荣或虚伪，而且他就想要来建造这些是为了他自己的缘故。
So the highlighted part I'm going to read.
那我们会来念这个就是有被加重的地方。
Nero fastened the guilt and inflicted the most exquisite tortures on a class hated for their abominations called Christians by the populace. Christus, from whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of one of our procurators.Pontius Pilate, sound familiar? Pontius Pilatus. And a most mischievous superstition, thus checked for a moment, again broke out not only in Judea, the first source of evil, but even in Rome.
所以这位史官，罗马的史官是这样记载的：尼禄王把罪名，就是焚烧那个罗马城的罪名，加诸在反正已经被人怨恨的基督徒身上。并且施以残酷的酷刑。这群人被称为基督徒，是因为他们跟随基督。这个人，基督这个人是在凯撒提庇留在位时，在我们其中一位巡抚本丢比拉多手下受到极刑。因此，这个胡闹的迷信，基督教这个胡闹的迷信，在当时被暂时的停止，但随后又爆发出来，不止在最初这个邪恶的迷信的发源地犹太，甚至在罗马里面。
Tacitus, who hated Christians, gave us a glimpse to the resurrection.
罗马这位史官 Tacitus, 他虽然恨基督徒，但他所记载的下来的事情，可以让我们看到里面提到了复活。
And you're like, Pastor Chuck, I don't see anything in that written about the resurrection.
你也许会说 Chuck 牧师，可是你刚才念的这一段里面并没有提到复活这两个字啊。
Look more closely.
那我们来更仔细的来看。
At the very bottom of that highlighted section, you will see Pontius Pilatus's name mentioned, and then it goes on to say a most mischievous superstition. Those next five words. Then, I'm counting as I'm saying this. 12 words.
Okay. 如果你仔细来看这个史官所记录的，它里面提到这个胡闹的迷信在当时被停止，然后你可以算一下字数，但是英文跟中文的字数算起来不一样，所以大家自己算。你可以看一下，就是他提到这个迷信暂时被停止之后，后面提到的事情。
So he says this, listen closely. He's talking about Christ's crucifixion, right?
大家仔细听，他刚提到这个迷信被暂时停止，他因为耶稣受到极刑，他提到的是，上十字架这个酷刑。
Says thus checked for the moment, what was checked?
所以就暂时这个暂时被停止，什么东西暂时被停止
？Pontius Pilate hung him on the cross.
本丢比拉多把基督钉在十字架上。
He died.
他死了，基督死了。
But then listen what happens in the next.Seven words.
我们来看接下来的七个字。
Again, broke out not only in Judea. Listen to that. Again, not only broke out in Judea.
但随后又爆发出来，不止在犹大、犹太。
So he thought that because Pontius Pilate put Jesus Christ to death, that it was done.Everything was finished. But then he says, again, it broke out. Why? Because 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead, and the news of the gospel of Jesus Christ started to spread like a wildfire around that whole area of the world.
这位史官他记录本丢比拉多把耶稣钉把基督钉十字架，所以这个活动或者这个迷信应该就被停止了。但是后来却又爆发出来，而且不但爆发出来，它爆发出来就是因为耶稣复活。那不但爆发出来，而且耶稣复活这件事情传出来之后，这个信仰反而传到更远的地方。
Does that not get you excited?
这个难道没有让你感到激动吗
？I want to read to you something way more exciting.
我要再念一些更激动的，可以让你更激动的事情。
Because God comes into our lives and He changes us.
因为神来到我们的生命当中，改变了我们。
He takes us from being sinful human beings to people who are forgiven, to people who can now live a life pleasing to God because of the blood of Jesus Christ and His resurrection.
他把我们从原本是犯罪、没有盼望的这样的人，他原谅了我们，他赦免了我们，而且让我们可以因着耶稣基督的复活，我们可以更有盼望。
We have the writings of Paul through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Paul, a hater of Christians.
我们也有就是一个保罗这位使徒他的写下的见证，他原本是恨恶基督徒的。
Writes this in God's Word. We're going to read in 1 Corinthians 15:3.
保罗是这样写到的，我们可以从哥林多前书。15章来看到。
For what I have received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at that same time, most of whom are still living today.Though some have fallen asleep, then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born.
经文在投影幕上。
Paul, completely changed by his meeting time with Jesus on the road to Damascus.
保罗在他去大马士革的路上，因为他就是与耶稣相遇，因此他的生命得到彻底的改变。
Paul was persecuting the church. He was throwing them in jail. He was killing them.
保罗原本是在迫害基督徒的，他把他们拿下监，而且杀害他们。
And he met the risen Lord, and everything changed.
但是当他见到了这位复活的主，所有一切都改变了。
So listen to the rest of these words. 1 Corinthians 15:17 to 22.
我们继续来看哥林多前书接下来十五章接下来的、一些话。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. If we don't believe in his resurrection, what he did, then everything we're doing here today is pointless.
如果基督没有复活，那我们的信便是枉然。那我们今天所做的一切也都是、无益的。
Because you, I, we would still be in our sins.
因为你和我就会仍然在罪中。
Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. Verse 20. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death has come through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die,So in Christ, all will be made alive.
经文在投影幕上。
Continued in chapter 15, verses 47 to 49. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man is of heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are of heaven.And just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of heavenly man. Continued, verse 56 to 57. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What we inherit...in our bodies, in our lives today, when we're born, that sinful nature that was passed down from Adam.
在我们里面有这样的一个罪性，是从亚当和夏娃就开始进入人的里面，我们每个人生来都有。
It can only be corrected in the holy, perfect God who came in the flesh.
这样的罪性能够被改正或被去掉，只能依靠我们的神。
We have victory because of what Jesus did on that cross. We have victory because of what Jesus did as he rose from the grave.
我们能够得胜，是因为耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上，为我们死在十字架上，然后并且复活。
He overcame death and sin for all.
他战胜罪与死的辖制，而且是一次性的，永远的得胜。
He doesn't care what culture you come from. He doesn't matter what language you speak. It does not matter the bad things you've done.
他不在乎你是从哪里来的，他不在乎你，不论你说的是什么样的语言，不论你曾经做过什么样的事情。
He gives victory to all who call on His name.
他把这样得胜的权柄赐给每一个呼求他名的人。
And God tells us in His Word that if you confess with your mouth to the Lord Jesus Christ that you are a sinner, that you believe in Him, that He died for you.
圣经告诉我们，只要我们口里，我们愿意来承认我们是罪人，我们需要主，我们也相信他为我们而死。
That if you believe and confess this, that He died and rose again.
如果我们口里承认，我们也相信，心里也相信，他为我们死而复活。
Says that you will be saved.
我们只要口里承认，心里相信，就可得救。
Did you hear that?
你听到了吗？
You can be saved.
你可以得救。
Because we all will be going to hell, eternal death forever without him.
因为我们原本都要、在永恒里面去到地狱里与神分离。如果耶稣基督没有来的话，
God is perfect.
神是完美的。
He cannot have evil in His presence.
他不能忍受罪、在他的同与他同在。
And because we have evil within us,
也因为我们里面有罪，
We cannot be in His presence.
我们不能 与神同在。
But because of Jesus.
但因着耶稣。
Because of His death.
因为耶稣为我们死。
Because of His resurrection.
因为他的复活。
We can be in His presence.
我们可以回到神的面前。
I don't know about you, but I'm excited about that.
我不知道你们怎么样，但是我现在感到非常的激动。
That information, that truth changed my life.
因为这样的一个事实改变了我的生命。
And it should change your life too.
我相信这个事实也应该改变你的生命。
If this event of His death and resurrection happened today in our world, do you think you would follow Him?
如果今天耶稣是在我们这个世代，在我们面前为我们死，并且复活，你会跟随他吗？
The people who saw Him then, many believed. And there are those who didn't as well.
因为即便在当时，很多亲眼见他死而复活的人，当中有一群是相信他的，但是也有另外一群是没有信任他，没有相信他的。
And just because that happened around 2,000 years ago, does not make that situation, that event, not as valid today.
也这件事情虽然耶稣的死而复活虽然是发生在2000年前，并不会因此在今天它就没有任何的效用。
Today it is just as valid.
在今天它有一样的效力。
Today it is just as needed.
今天我们也一样需要这样子的救恩。
Because we are hopeless.
因为我们是毫无盼望的。
Without Jesus Christ.
因为我们没有基督，我们就毫无盼望。
God wants to restore us back to the way He had it when Adam and Eve walked with Him and talked with Him.
神想要复原我们，能够回到他创造亚当夏娃，我们可以与他同在那样的日子。
And one day He's going to return.
有一天耶稣会再来。
And I am so excited about that because this world is fallen.
而我们非常的期待那样一天的到来，因为这个世界正在败坏。
We have the hope of eternity with God forever.
我们有这样永生的盼望，是与神同在永生的盼望，在神里面。
So what you do with the knowledge of Jesus Christ changes everything.
而当你认知到耶稣基督的死而复活，为我们死而复活这件事情，你怎么来对待你所知道的啊？你怎么来使用这样子？的事情是会改变任何其他的一切。
No man-made God could ever compare. No man-made God could ever compare.
没有任何人所编造出来的神是可以相比拟的。
If this is the first time you've heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ,
如果今天是你第一次听到耶稣基督的这个福音，
I encourage you.To talk to the person that brought you here today.
我鼓励你可以跟今天邀请你来到这边的人来讨论这件事情。
You can also come and talk to me.
如果你想的话，你也可以待会来找我，来跟我讨论福音。
This truth, if you trust in God, will change your eternity.
如果你相信神，如果你相信这是一个事实，就是如果你相信神的话。这会改变你的一生。
But if you reject this truth,
但如果你拒绝这样的事实，
it means eternal death.
那所带来的就是永远的灭，永远的与神隔离。
So I'm going to pray.
所以我现在要来做一个祷告。
And if you want to pray this prayer with me, if this is your first time hearing this, and you want to make your life right with God.
首先来做这个祷告，如果这是你第一次听到福音，你想要你的生命有所改变，
I ask you to repeat this prayer with me.
我邀请你来跟着我一起祷告，你可以跟着我念。
If this is not your first time hearing, well, thank God that with this news, this information is just as applicable for you today as it was that first time you heard it.
即便你今天不是第一次听到，但是这个福音依然有效，依然就像你第一次听到一样，对你是非常有益的。
Pray with me.
请你跟我一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
I believe that you died.
我相信你为我而死。
I believe that you rose again 3 days later.
我相信你三日后复活。
And you did that for me because I am a sinner.
你因为我是罪人，你为我死而复活。
So Jesus, would you forgive me?
耶稣，你愿意原谅我吗？
Please forgive me of my sins.
求你原谅我一切的罪。
Would you give me this new life that your word promises?
求你把你所应许的这样的新的生命赐给我。
I place my trust in you, Jesus.
我信靠你，耶稣。
Not a trust in myself, not a trust in my own knowledge and ways, Lord, but a trust in the holy and perfect God of the universe.
我不再相信，不再依靠我自己的知识。我要相信创造这宇宙万物的神。
I give my life to you.
我把我的生命交给你。
In your holy name, Lord Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣神圣的名求， Amen.
If you've prayed that prayer for the first time, please talk to the person that brought you here today.
如果你刚刚跟我一起做了这样的祷告，我请你一定要告诉你今天，告诉今天邀请你来的基督徒朋友。
But let's praise God by a big, collaborative amen. Let's do that together. 1, 2, 3. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus for rising from the dead. He has blessed us. He has blessed you.
我们赞美神的复活，他已经祝福保守我们，保守你我每一个人。
And in just a little bit, we get to see a few lives who have recently been changed by God.Give their lives to Him, and well, they've already done that, but they're obeying Him in baptism, and you get to witness that.
我们待会会来见证到洗礼，因为我们当中有几位他们愿意有新的信徒，他们愿意把他们的生命交托给主。
God bless you.
神保守你们。